This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I just want to remind you of the importance of how you start each day. As you look back, I'm sure you recognize that often the way your day starts has a huge impact on your outlook and attitude the entire day, doesn't it? And so we need to start every day with the right mindset. And the best way to do that is to open up God's Word, the Bible, and let God shape our thinking about our lives and our day and the things that are in them. We're talking all this week about what it means to be lost in the Bible's terminology and how we get out of that situation. A lot of us feel lost in our lives. We don't know which way to go. We don't know what to do next. We feel hopeless and helpless. And when the Bible talks about being lost, yes, all of that is in there, but there's an additional factor. When the Bible talks about being lost, it means we are separated from God, that there's distance between us and God, and that leaves us in a very dangerous place in life, because life only works when we live it as God designed it, and that is in a good relationship with God. So how do we get into that good relationship with God? How do we get out of this way of living that could well be described as lost? Well, in Romans chapter 11, the Apostle Paul talks about how God brings us into that good place with him. And he says, "If it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace." I love that word grace. It just reflects exactly what the message of the Bible is all about. Who Jesus is, what he's done for us, what our attitude towards people in our lives should be because of what Jesus has done for us. Grace, it just describes the Christian message, doesn't it? What God has done for us, not what we can somehow do for God. That's works. Did you hear what Paul said in that verse? If it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. Grace is God rolling up his sleeves and getting involved in our lives to help us out of our desperate situation. Now, you can just imagine if you've fallen off a cliff and you're hanging on by your fingertips on a ledge, and someone standing at the top, supposedly your rescuer, and all they do is start lecturing you on the dangers of going near the edge and how foolish it was of you to do that, and of not being prepared and not taking more care. How much is that going to help you in that situation? Not very much. And yet, isn't that the kind of help some people try to give us? But the advice that you get is not what's going to save you when you're in that kind of a situation. But if the person at the top ties a rope to something secure and then lets themselves down to help us up, well, I think then you're ready to listen to that person, aren't you? And if then you struggle against them and say, "No, I don't deserve to be helped up," well, that would be pretty dumb, wouldn't it? Jesus didn't come to judge you. He didn't come to say, "You're too sinful, you're too bad, I can't help you." He came because you're in that situation and need to be helped, need to be saved. Well, that's why Jesus came. That's why he died on the cross. He came into our world to experience all the pain of life in this fallen world that we experience, and then to help us through those situations by changing us from the inside out. He's offering you that help. Don't push him away. I encourage you even this morning to say, "Jesus, I've pushed you away for long enough, and I recognize what I need is your grace. Thank you for what you've done for me. I receive your forgiveness, and I invite you to become the center of my life and start to change my life." That is the first step to being saved and stop being lost. I encourage you to take it today. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.